Merry Christmas. I am thrilled and delighted that you're here on this Christmas Eve service. We just had a service prior to this one. It was tremendous, and this has been a tremendous service. I want to share some scriptures with you from Luke chapter 1, verse 37 and 38. This is what the Bible says. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Isn't that wonderful news, folks? "And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." I want to talk to you about Mary's labor of love. Mary's labor of love. You know, there was only one person who was there the night that Jesus was born, and also was there on the day that he died. It was Mary. Mary. And what I want us to take a few moments this afternoon and do, I want us to look at this lady, Mary, the mother of Jesus. There's five things I want us to see about her. First of all, I want us to see Mary's cross. Mary's cross. You say, "Well, Pastor Benny, it would be neat to be the mother of Jesus." I don't know. Now, there were 250 million people on the earth, and she was chosen. But she was the one that was chosen to give birth to a baby that would be born not in a hospital, but would be born in a barn. And not a barn as you know it. It would be similar to a cave. And her family wouldn't be there. Her mother wouldn't be there. There wouldn't be a doctor there. She would give birth to her child, the baby Jesus, in the presence of animals. And after she gave birth to this child, the reputation that she had to live with the rest of her days, according to John 8 and 41, she was referred to as a fornicator. A fornicator. It was said of Jesus, "You don't know who your daddy is." A fornicator. Somebody said, there are people who are whispered, and the rumors, they're running wild. There's a woman who's not married, and she's gonna have a child. She's a virgin from down in Nazareth. Now listen close. She's gonna marry a man named Joseph, but the baby's father is the Holy Ghost. She had a cross to bear. I not only see Mary's cross, but I see Mary's character. See, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says, "Mary, you're going to have a baby." And Mary said, "I can't have a baby. I'm a virgin." And the angel says, "Mary, the Holy Ghost has overshadowed you. And you're going to have a baby, and the Father's God." And Mary said this, "Be it according to thy word. If that's your will, Lord, so be it." Even in John chapter 2, it was Mary who said, "Whatever he says do, just do it. Your will, God." See, I believe when Jesus was in the garden and he prayed, "Father, not my will, but thy will," I believe he learned that from his mother. I believe he learned that from mom, because that was the character of mother. See, I see Mary's cross. I see Mary's character. But I see Mary's commitment. Mary's commitment. There was a time, according to the scripture, it says this, And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps that thou hast sucked. What happened here, Pastor? There was a lady at one time who wanted to give honor to Mary because she gave birth to the Christ child. But Jesus speaks up and he says, You don't elevate her because she gave birth to the Christ child. He said, You elevate her because she has the Word of God in her heart. You elevate her because she has the Word of God in her heart. And in Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 55, Mary speaks. And she speaks a portion of 15 Old Testament verses. This is what I'm saying. I know Christmas can be a difficult time for a lot of people. It's a time of great loss. It's a reminder of loss. But I want you to know, the only way we get through is holding the promises of God in our heart. And trust in the Word of God that God is faithful. And even in difficult times, Mary teaches us that we can trust God's Word. I see Mary's cross. I see Mary's character. I see Mary's commitment. But I see something else about Mary. I see Mary's concern. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, Mary was at this wedding, and they was having wine at the wedding. Obviously a bunch of Baptists, but they was having wine at the wedding. And they ran out of wine. And she goes to Jesus and says, Jesus, we've got a problem. They're out of wine. It says, this is an embarrassment. You've got to do something, Jesus. She was a person that had concern. You want to have a great Christmas? You want to have a great life? Decide in your heart that you're not going to be a mirror person, but you're going to be a window person. Decide this Christmas that when I give flowers to other people, it leaves a fragrance in my hands. Decide that it's going to be about others. Every Christmas, I'm reminded of a story that my wife told me. She said, Benny, growing up, we lived in a house that had a dirt floor. My mom would sweep the dirt floor. And she said, I remember as a little girl being excited about Christmas. She said, I really don't know why. Because all it really amounted to is they bring a bag. Mom and Daddy would give us a bag and there would be an apple in it or orange in it or nuts in it. But one Christmas, a vehicle pulled up. And it was Myers Hill Church. And she said, those church people got out. She said, my daddy was a coal miner, and there were seven of us, and those people got out, and they started giving us gifts. And she said, I opened up my gift, and it was my very first baby doll. You know what Christmas is about? It's about not being a mirror person. It's about being a window person and looking at what you can do to make somebody else's life better. See, all we've done is bragged on Mary. Brother JJ sang, Mary, did you know? And Amber sang,
a labor of love. And I've preached about Mary's labor of love. But it brings me, as much as we bragged on Mary, it brings me to my last point. And that's Mary's Christ. I want you to see something. Jesus was on the cross. He made 7 statements from the cross. This is his 4th statement. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, he saw Mary and the disciple standing by whom he loved. By the way, that was John. And by the way, John's the guy who wrote this. He saith to his mother, get this, woman, behold thy son. From that point, he never called her mother. Because he said, you've got to understand, I'm now not just your son, I'm your Savior. And though I was your child, Mom, you've got to become my child. And you understand something. With Mary's labor of love, even Mary had to accept Jesus. And folks, let me tell you something. If you go to heaven, even you will have to accept Jesus. It was Mary's labor of love.
Friend, I trust the message today has spoken to your heart. And if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I want to challenge you to do that today. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. And I've often said, it's as simple as ABC. A stands for acknowledge. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner. B stands for believe. You've got to believe that Christ and His blood was shed on the cross for your sin. And then C, you simply must confess your sins to Him. I want to encourage you right now to repeat a simple prayer with me. I'll pray the prayer, you repeat it with me if you'd like to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. But God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm so sorry, I want to change. I believe that you died for my sin, and I confess my sin to you right now. Come into my heart, Lord, and forgive me of all my sin. Now thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you for coming in to my life. Amen. Friend, congratulations on the greatest decision that you'll ever make. And I want you to know, this decision is not based on how you feel right now, because God's not a feeling, He's a fact. This decision is based on the fact that you have done what God's Word says you must do to have eternal life. So congratulations on the greatest decision you'll ever make, and thank you for being with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.